today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I want to just quote you this story from yesterday's Courier Mail briefly. We've got to keep this focus on this appalling juvenile crime rate. It's every town outside of Brisbane, apparently. Now, even Brisbane's copping it, but nothing to the extent of places like Townsville and Cairns and Gundawindi. You would have heard yesterday just how appalling it is in Gundawindi. Young criminals, it read yesterday, running rampant through a small Queensland border town are getting away with their crimes by crossing the border to exploit the loophole of being in another police jurisdiction. Now, of course, you've heard about the big news. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but we've now seen the elevation to the role of commissioner by Ian Leavers, who you hear on this program as police union boss. You've been hearing on the program for some years, actually, and he's just the man for the job. But let's cut to the chase here. The southwest border town Gundawindi's been escalating crime, or seen escalating crime in recent weeks, the rates of car thefts and break-ins surging. I'm not going to go through all the business about the footage, etc. We've probably all seen that on our screens. But it says here, shocking new data compiled by the Courier shows that car theft and break-in offence rates, this is in Gundawindi, little town I think 18,000, anyway, Gundawindi, were higher than those in crime-riddled Mount Isa. It's bizarre, isn't it? Now, Gundawindi's got 10,000 people on the official per capita measurement. We don't know all the details there. But in June, Gundawindi car theft rates hit 57 offences per 100,000. And break-ins reached 202 offences per 100,000. In the same month, Mount Isa recorded car theft rates of 37 per 100,000 people. I mean, it's the crime-riddled example. Gundawindi now is a fair bit more dangerous even than Mount Isa per capita. So there you've got it, 37 car offences per 100, 156 break-ins per 100,000. The sharp rise in offences since April has left the small town of Gundawindi gripped by fear, with 20 car thefts and break-ins already recorded so far this month. I won't go through all those details anymore because they're in one ear and out the other, but the reality is people are shaking in fear virtually every night within their own homes. They've had to make them fortresses. Why? Because these kids are virtually congratulated for their crime by getting off without any impact, punishment-wise, deterrent-wise. There are just no consequences because they're 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 and whatever. But do you know what? The people of regional Queensland have just had a gutful. They've just had a gutful. There's an October election coming up. And I tell you what, to use the Paul Keating phrase, many years ago, they're sitting on their verandas waiting for this election, armed with baseball bats. I've got Robbie Catter on the line. He's the state member for Traeger, Queensland state leader, Catter's Australian Party. G'day, Robbie.
Yeah, g'day, John.
Isn't that an interesting comparison to say that, a town in Queensland's even worse than Mount Isa? This gives you an idea of where Mount Isa stands these days when it comes to this juvenile crime.
Yep, and I'd have to pick you up on something you said there on the introduction, saying we've got to turn our houses into fortresses. Well, the government doesn't let you do that either, because if you sat at home with the baseball bat waiting for them to come in and use that when these lovely little kids come in and steal your car or something, then you can be a subject to the full force of the law.
Yes.
Then. And I'll give you a catalogue of examples of that just from my own electorate. So, hence our castle law to protect the rights of victims, not just the offenders. No, mate, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, the statistics jump around everywhere. And, you know, I saw something last week where they were trying to claim we're going on top of things. Mm. And I spoke to that in Parliament last night down here in Brisbane, saying, you know, if there is one thing we are supposed to do as politicians is ground truth, get amongst the people and ground truth what you're being told by your public servants, your bureaucrats. Because if you've got people in Hughenden going to sleep in their caravan and their car being stolen as they sleep in their caravan, five cars stolen in Mount Isa and the rodeo weekend, Gundawindi on fire and nothing abating in Cairns and towns, we'll go and talk to anyone on the ground there and you can stub the statistics up your backside if you think you're going to wave them around and say, we're doing a good job, or, you know, what they're just meaningless numbers. everyone intuitively knows in the ground none of this is a baiting. And it just and if anything, the seriousness and the brazenness of the perpetrators just keeps and I think that's one of the biggest things you can pull out of that Kinderwin, is that culture just keeps increasing. And it's a deep malaise, this culture that's permeating now throughout all of Queensland. Where kids see it on TikTok and Instagram and that social media and say, oh, right, you know, look how bold they are. They're getting away with that. And Mount Isa, let's try this.
Exactly.
And, we haven't even pulled the ripcord on it yet, John. We need some tougher laws in there to turn around and get castle law, bush sentencing, all those sorts of things. But this government is not going to be the one to do it.
Do you know, it's not just worse than what's happening in Brisbane when you're talking about Townsville and Cairns and Mount Isa and Gundawindi or whatever. It's double. Listen to the figures here. Townsville, that's always called the crime capital of Queensland. It's got the second highest crime rate. Here it is. 1,541. The crime rate is below Gundawindi, obviously. 1,540 offences per 100,000. Now, closely followed by Cairns with 1,473 offences per 100,000. When you go to Brisbane, North Brisbane's 885 offences per 100,000, and South Brisbane 713. They're half the rate, which is why the people down in Brisbane, oh, what are they whinging about up there? Crime's crime. We are twice as likely to be victims of crime than if you're living in Brisbane, which fundamentally, I suppose, gives you a bit of an idea of why they couldn't give us stuff about getting something done about this hideous crime rate in Queensland, because it doesn't affect them.
Yep, and they fly up for a day to Cairns or Townsville, go up the Cape and those Cape communities, and, you know, everyone in town tells them what they want to hear. It's like, oh, yeah, no, it's not too bad, and the public servants working around in charge of it all in the city will say, no, we're getting on top of it all here, and the minister goes, oh, sounds like I'm doing a good job, goes back home. Then you're down in Parliament debating with them, and they said, I don't know what Rob Cat is going on, but those KAP fellas, they keep scouting all the time. I've been up there. No one's really worried. I didn't get my car stolen when I stayed in Cairns for the two nights, you know. And they think they know everything from down here because they spend 2 days up there. I mean, for many years we were trying to be polite with them, John, but, the gloves come off a long time ago, and we're doing everything possible to get rid of them now.
Now, just a quick word on the two major parties heading into October. Are you encouraged by anything they're saying about what they're going to do to tackle this crime nightmare at all?
No, probably, I'll qualify that. There is probably one thing I might, they haven't even really said it, but I might back the LMP for having a crack at some of the magistrates, you know, like the appointments that they do to the courts to go away from sort of lefty-leaning judges. There would definitely be benefit in that, but I think you could have some expectation of that, but policy-wise, I think pretty rubbish from the LNP, and we already know it's rubbish from Labor, completely rubbish. So I'm not filled with real enthusiasm, but that's why we just want to push one or two things from our end. Is just castle law, bush sentencing. If we can, if we can just lock one or both of those away, I think we could get somewhere. So we'll keep our focus pretty narrow in this election and the next parliament.
Very well said. Good on you, Robbie. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Robbie Catter. He's the member for Traeger and Queensland State Leader, Catter's Australian Party.